If you're just joining in, we are talking about the proposed expansion of the Cascade-Siskiyou National Monument, hard by the state line in Jackson County. The monument was born of presidential order in 2000. Supporters of the monument wanted to expand by roughly 50,000 acres from the existing 66,000. It would then extend in three directions from its current core, further into Jackson County, with new wings in Klamath and Siskiyou counties as well. Hearings have just recently been held. Public comment is being taken through the federal process until November 20th, and we just heard from supporters. Now we turn to Heather Tramp, who's the interim executive director of the Klamath County Chamber of Commerce. Heather, thanks for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you.
And Lee Bradshaw is with us as well with the Bradshaw Family Ranch and formerly of the Jackson County Cattlemen's Association. Thank you for joining us, Lee.
Thanks.
I'm going to guess that you both oppose the original monument designation. Heather, can you tell us why?
The original designation?
Mm-hmm. Actually, let me turn that one to Lee because I think there's probably more in your camp there.
That's what I would do.
Yeah, I was part of the original monument, and we, of course, opposed it. And my main interest is grazing. We're a family ranch that's been up there since the 30s on the public land. So, yeah, we opposed it, and we see this one's going in the same direction as the last one, where basically the ranchers, the grazing permittees, will... The last one, they said it was a buyout, but basically they were forced out on the, they came up with conditions that pretty much the ranchers couldn't comply with. And so we looked at it, this expansion will be the same thing.
What kinds of conditions you couldn't comply with, Lee?
Well, all their studies and stuff on, for instance, like their butterfly and stuff, and the whole range conditions will just change, and they'll come up with new guidelines, and I'm not sure what they'll be, but we're just afraid that we can't comply with these new regulations, and so basically we'll be forced off our permits, is the way my personal feelings on it.
Forced off the permits, but I mean, are you saying you'd be left without land, without cash? I mean, would you get something in return, do you think, but just not enough?
Well, I don't know that. The original one, the permittees were bought out, and I'm not sure if it was from the government or private money, but basically they could see the handwriting on the wall that, you know, they didn't want cattle there. And so that was kind of the choice they felt they had to take, or they would basically get nothing out of it.
Has the situation with the monument been about what you expected, or has it been somewhat less or somewhat more?
You know, to be quite honest with you, the monument is all south of me, and I've just kind of turned my back to it. Because I was hoping it would never come on north, but it has, and so I haven't. I know there's been road closures and difficulties of getting in there and fighting wildland fires from people I've talked to. So, I don't know. I just tried to blank that out of my mind, that southern part, but, that's... about all I can say.
So, are you in the area that is looking at a northward expansion, roughly around Hyatt Lake?
My place is on the east side of Howard Prairie Lake. The new expansion will take in my whole BLM permit for my cattle, and then it takes in some of my private property too. It's kind of right in the heart of that.
Are you somewhere near Hoxie Creek?
Okay. Matter of fact, Hoxie Creek runs right through the south end of one of my deeded places there.
All right, I'm looking at the Hoxie Creek area of critical environmental concern, and as we heard from the pro side, the effort to expand the monument is actually to include some of these places like areas of critical environmental concern. If that is hard by your property, I'm guessing that's not an area you could get cattle into now, right?
What, say that again, I'm sorry.
Any area of critical environmental concern, can you get cattle in there now?
It's... part of that Hoxie Creek and stuff, in the Moon Prairie, we have enclosures in there now to keep the cattle out, some of the riparians and water sources there. We have we've got fences around them now and have put in water developments and to keep the cattle out of there.
How much discussion, Lee, has there been over the years between resource groups like yours and monument supporters, either before the initial designation or since that time?
Well, that's a deal. There's basically hasn't been a whole lot of negotiation or talks. I guess on the first part there was some, but it's always been a last-minute deal like this one here. It came out of the blue. Nobody in our industry knew anything about it or any timber industry, Oregon hunters. Nobody knew about this, and it just came out of the blue. And so now here we're faced with this last-minute deal, and I think we could have a lot better coordination and sit down at a round table or, you know, come to some common ground. But that's where we feel kind of pushed out because nobody knew about this.
All right, much more to talk about the expansion of the Cascade-Siskiyou National Monument with Heather Tramp and Lee Bradshaw, back on the Jefferson Exchange with them and you in a minute five. Final segment on today's Jefferson Exchange. I'm Jeffrey Riley. Thank you for listening. We're talking about the Cascade-Siskiyou National Monument in eastern Jackson County, hard by the state line, and the proposal to expand it from its current 66,000 acres or so to add probably another 50,000 acres. The numbers get a little squishy because it's not a big blob of just federal land. There are islands of private land in there, and they would continue to be so if this expansion goes into effect. We are talking with people who are opposed to the expansion. Heather Tramp is the interim executive director at the Klamath County Chamber of Commerce. Lee Bradshaw is a rancher with the Bradshaw Family Ranch, formerly of the Jackson County Cattlemen's Association. You can join this conversation at 800-838-3760 over the phone or send comments via email to jx@jeffnet.org. So, Heather, let's bring you in with the Klamath County Chamber. Given that this is the first time that there's been discussion of monument expansion into Klamath County, is this the first time the Chamber has taken a position on the Cascade-Siskiyou?
To my knowledge, it is. I've been at the Chamber about 8 years, but I do believe it's the first time we've taken a position.
And what is the major focus of the Chamber's opposition?
It focuses on our local economy. If the monument is expanded, it will impact our local economy. It will take some jobs out of our area. A lot of our funding for our infrastructure for our schools come from some of those ONC funds, and this would remove about $750,000 from our budget from that. And so it's really about the business interests, the economy of our local community.
So when you say it's going to remove jobs, do you mean because of the loss of money to the county or through some other pathway?
Well, from what we understand from other pathways, obviously through the loss of some of that income, if grazing and timber harvest is prohibited in those areas, that would mean a reduction in jobs. But also in the terms of some of the federal agencies that are currently managing that land, there could be some reduction there as well.
All right. What do you make of the usual discussion point that that creating new national monuments, new spaces for people to play outdoors creates some tourism? Do you see that there's a bit of a trade-off there? Are some jobs gained through tourism from people coming to visit places like an expanded Cascade-Siskiyou National Monument?
Well, I think that we have to be clear. If the reason for this monument expansion is protection of the environment, then that's what it is. If you're talking about increasing tourism, I would venture to say there's better ways to do that. Putting some money and some resources into the current monument, if it is a tourist attraction, would probably serve that better. There's been a lot of research that shows that a national park does bring in tourism. A national monument such as this probably won't.
So the Chamber Board President-elect, Wes French, said in a release that the community hasn't been given an opportunity to voice concerns or opposition to the proposal. This would bypass public comments, but there was that major hearing in Ashland that about 120 people got to speak at.
That's correct. That press release was released before that hearing when we were still pushing for the hearing. We still think that there's a proper channel, and that debate in Congress is the way to hash this out, if you will. In any healthy debate, there has to be diversity. And, you know, if you just take, for example, the hearing that was in Ashland on that side of the Hill and the hearing that was here, the majority of the comments that you heard were very diverse. And going through the proper channels, you know, going through Congress and hearing from a variety of people and giving people an opportunity to have their voices heard is the healthy way to go about this.
Lee Bradshaw from Bradshaw Family Ranch, did you attend any of the hearings?
Yes, I was at the one in Ashland and the one in Clam Falls.
And did you get to speak at either of them?
Yes, I spoke at both of them.
And what was the nature of what you related at those hearings?
The nature as in...
What'd you say?
Say that again.
What did you say?
What did I say? Well, this is what I said. I said we're a family ranch, and we've been in Oregon since 1856, and this piece of BLM ground, if I lose my permit, I no longer have a viable ranch. And so I've got a son-in-law that's starting to take over the ranch, and they depend on that to make our ranch viable. And so what do my kids do? We just sell the ranch, or, you know, what's our options? What do we do? We've got and most people don't know this, we got a coordinated resource management plan with the BLM, the Forest Service, private timber companies. Nobody took an account for this, and our Forest Service range con, he knew nothing about it. Our BLM range con knew nothing about it. It's just, you know, we're blindsided. What do I do? I just put in a $250,000 irrigation system to enhance the quality and quantity of water for the fish. And so what do I do now? I mean, that's my question to the monument people. Do I just go away? You know, our country is in, I don't know how many trillions of dollars of debt, and that now we're taking away more resources that, you know, we can generate money from.
Help people understand who aren't in the cattle business. How much of your grazing land is your own, and how much do you lease from the BLM or have grazing rights on?
Probably our summer permit with Forest Service and BLMs, probably it's about 80%. Mm-hmm. On public lands is what we depend on.
All right. And how much of that for sure do you think would be off limits to you, or at least restricted?
It'd be about half, 40% of the BLM. And see, then it doesn't fit into our plan. We're on a rotational grazing system where the even years we go on to the BLM first, June 15th till August 15th, and then that lets our Forest Service side, lets the grass go to seed, and so then we move them to the Forest Service side, and then the next year will be just the opposite. We go on the Forest Service first, and that's one of our grazing plans that we've had in place, the coordinated resource plan, and we deal with private timber companies, just private landowners, and so you take a piece of that pie out of there, and it no longer works.
We're talking to Lee Bradshaw of Bradshaw Family Ranch. We also have Heather Tramp in here, who's the interim executive director of the Klamath County Chamber, both opposed to the expansion of the Cascade Siskiyou National Monument. You're welcome to join this conversation. Let's go to Leslie in Ashland. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Hi. Hi, I'm a new resident mm-hmm. of the area. And my question would be, how much of the land that's already part of a monument or that's proposed with the expansion is virgin timberland? Do you have any virgin timberland at all? Because it's considered to be an important part of an environment, not just to plant fir upon fir after land is logged.
Okay, good question. Thanks for that, Leslie. Appreciate that. Do you have any knowledge of that, Lee?
Of virgin timber ground?
Yeah, never, never cut, which I can't imagine there'd be much of that in there.
Not to my knowledge. There might be a little patch somewhere off in South Fork Canyon or something like that, but not up on the plateau, not to my knowledge.
All right. Heather Tramp, I want to, as I look at the map here, I'm looking at, we've been mentioning the fact that areas of critical environmental concern, or ACECs, and research natural areas, or RNAs, are scattered throughout the area north of the current monument boundary, north and a bit east as well.
Yes.
And that the effort to expand the monument would take some of these ACECs in. I mean, is there a counter proposal from the chamber, like that you would favor protecting the old, the old Baldy ACEC, which goes into the Klamath County line?
Well, we do believe that protecting the environment is an important piece, but I think it needs to be a balanced approach that takes into account the health of the environment and the health of our local economies. And we believe the current management of the land does that. That land is mostly already under federal management through the BLM, and they're doing a good job with that. They take into account the interests of people that are grazing that land, maybe logging that land, and the environment. So again, I think it's about that balanced approach. What's good for the environment, for the economies, and for the communities?
If push comes to shove, does the environment lose for the economy to be successful and continue to thrive?
I don't think that there has to be winners and losers. I think that there are areas where this has been very successful. The area now, again, is under management by a federal agency, and different interests, different people are using that land, and the environment is being protected at the same time. That balanced approach is what is important to us. What can we do to protect the environment while also protecting the health and vibrancy of our communities?
Let us take another call. Here's George in Wairika. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Wow. What a fascinating discussion, especially since it pertains to us. From what I understand, that particular area, the monument area, is the only transitional area between the Coast Range and our inland mountains for an actual pathway for things to work through without disturbing all the rest of us. The idea of having a contract with the government has been something that's been honored throughout the years, in most cases, that these people could have and not oppose the monument because their rights would be protected by contracts. And I'm sure that's something that can be done. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks for that, George. Appreciate that. So, Lee, what about that? You got contracts with the federal government for grazing rights, don't you?
Yes. Yeah, we have it's a 10-year lease. I would hope it would be protected, but I have my doubts on that. Anytime you have a contract with the government, it makes me wonder.
We have a couple of emails here. John in Ashland writes, like many issues, the monument debate comes down to money. Do we believe biologically unique lands should benefit a few for-profit ranchers, or should the land be preserved in perpetuity for the general public to benefit? It's no wonder the few people profiting from these lands do not want to see them protected. That from John in Ashland. Lee, what do you make of that?
Well, if he thinks we're in it for the money, he's totally wrong. This year we're going to be lucky if we break even. And I would give anybody the opportunity to go spend a summer out there with me, and see how I take care of the land. It doesn't do us if we abuse the land. It hurts us. I mean, we have to be good stewards of the land, and we've been out there since the 30s. And I would think that if we'd been abusing this land, that we wouldn't have this biodiversity they talk about. Is that we've done everything we could to be good stewards of this land.
What is the next move then for either you as an individual at the Bradshaw Family Ranch or Jackson County Cattlemen? And I used to be involved with them, or Heather, for you at the Chamber of Commerce. What avenues do you see ahead for making sure that that your viewpoint gets represented and considered as the process moves ahead to either confirm or deny the expansion of the monument?
Sure. I'll jump in real quickly, if you don't mind. Our board hasn't discussed what our next steps will be. We have a meeting next week, and we may discuss that then. Our biggest focus right now is making sure that the voices of our community are heard. And again, coming back to that balanced approach, the last question you asked, Lee, again, we believe that there is a way to protect the environment and protect the vibrancy of a community, if you will. And gone are the days of clear-cutting and irresponsible grazing practices. The foresters and ranchers like Lee really have a passion for the land, and for financial reasons they need to do well, but also for personal reasons. They're outdoorsmen who hunt, fish, hike, camp, and really truly love the land. So incorporating all of the people in Oregon and the environment, I think, is important.
Heather Tramp is the Interim Executive Director of the Klamath County Chamber of Commerce. Lee Bradshaw is with the Bradshaw Family Ranch, formerly with the Jackson County Cattlemen. We've been talking about the expansion plans for the Cascade Siskiyou National Monument. Comments will be taken by Senator Jeff Merkley until November 20th. We'll provide link information for how to make those comments at our website. I want to thank you both for joining us in the exchange today.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.